7, if you have it, we're going to look at verse 3 if you stand for the reading of God's word. We already established that the psalmist is in deep trouble. We've talked about the fact that he had been struggling with trials in his life. And I told you that there are times in your life when it's during the times of trouble is when you and I lose focus. Amen. The psalmist, what I would say, he's brutally honest. Amen. Because in Psalm 77, he's verse 2. I just read it. I'm going to deal with verse 3 today. But he says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the night, my hand was stretched out without weariness. My soul refused. You ever been there? To be comforted. Amen. I told you last week, don't you be stubborn when the Lord's trying to help you. Verse 3, it says, when I remember God. Now, he's not saying when he remembers God. He was talking to God, and he was saying, Lord, when I remember. That's how the translation really reads. He says, when I remember God, then I'm disturbed. When I sigh, then my spirit grows faint, Selah. I want to talk about this morning, amen, how to stay focused, amen, part 3. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy and kindness. We ask now that you'd bless now the preaching of your word. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. And Lord, use me for your glory. Touch the hearts and minds of your people today and speak to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Oftentimes, when we face adversities, trials, and testings, the enemy tries to convince us, amen, that everything is about to fall apart. Oftentimes, people lose focus because they've taken their eyes off of their goals. But primarily, they've taken their eyes off of Jesus. Peter is a good example of that. Jesus came to them in a storm at night, and while walking on water, Peter, in a sense, he challenges Jesus. He says, "If it is you, command me to come on water." There's a good illustration there about focus because Peter made the statement, but he had to back up what he said because he asked Jesus. He said, if it is you, command me to come out on water. And what we find out in scripture that Peter became the only man that walked on water. I want to say something to you this morning that you can be, amen, a change agent. That you can be someone that does something different that nobody else has ever done, amen, if you just stay focused. I want to tell you something. If you fix your eyes upon your goals and if you set proper goals, amen, and you plan and you prepare and you stay focused upon those goals, eventually you will arrive at your destination. Peter looked at Jesus and he walked out on water, and we know the story. The Bible says, but when he saw the wind, when he saw the storm, when he saw that the wind was boisterous and everything was breaking up, and he lost focus for a split second. And watch this. In that split second, his destiny began to drown. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. Oftentimes when we lose focus, amen, what happens is usually for a split second. And isn't it amazing that when you know that you should be staying focused, how all these different things start coming your way and you start being overwhelmed. Anybody feel overwhelmed sometimes with all of the things that's coming your way? And I want to encourage you this morning. I want to encourage you through God's word that you don't have to give in. You don't have to give in to trials. You don't have to give in to trouble, because I want to say this to you. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh, I wish I had some Bible readers in here. But joy comes in the morning. I'm going to say this to you. You want me to say something else to you? Trouble doesn't last always. Do I have anybody? Because I know that some things are just a temporary setback for a step up, because that's how God operates. And what we find in this psalm today, this psalm was written by Asaph. And Asaph, amen, he writes this passage and he's being brutally honest about how he felt. And that's what I love about this psalm. I love the honesty of the psalmist, because he's not just saying God is good. He's saying, man, I got a problem with some of the things that I see that's happening in my life. I wish I had somebody. I wish we had some more honest people, amen, that can truly say, listen, I'm not feeling that, Pastor. I'm not feeling that. You know, I know God is good, amen. And I know I got boundaries now. I'm not going to step over the line, but I'm going to tell the truth about how I feel. And I believe that if you're going to learn how to stay focused, there are four things I want to give you this morning. The first thing he says in verse 3, he says, when I remember God. Now, this word remember, it's an interesting word, but there's one word that defines this word remember. It's like the word means to burn. You wouldn't get that from remember, but I want you to think about this for a moment. Think about a CD for a minute. When you record on a CD, amen, and you take it to a burner, what are you doing? You're duplicating what's on one CD and you're making copies on a blank CDs, right? And that's the idea when he says, when I remember. In other words, he had burnt into his mind and he was duplicating not the good stuff, come on somebody, but the bad stuff. So my first point is, amen, if you're gonna stay focused, the first thing you got to do is stop focusing on the past. Stop duplicating, amen, the bad things that has happened, and start focusing on the positive things that's ahead of you. I know you've been through some stuff. Come on, somebody. I know you've been through the storm and the rain. I know life has brought you, amen, some swift transition. I know, listen, you just went through a storm. But I want to tell you something. You have to hit the power button on that duplicator and stop duplicating. Stop remembering. Stop holding grudges. Stop being unforgiving. Stop focusing on the past, because the past is exactly what it is. It has passed. Come on, somebody. Do I have anybody? And sometimes we won't let people down. We won't let their past be in the past. But the writer says he lost focus again when he kept remembering not the good things, but the bad things. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, you have to let it go. You have to let the past be in the past. He says, when I remember God, amen, he says, then, watch this now, he says, then I am disturbed. Now, this word disturbed means to be restless. That's why I said he was remembering the bad things. He had burnt a copy of his past and placed it in his brain, and he kept replaying it, and he kept duplicating it, and he kept passing it out to everybody that he ran into. Come on, somebody. Do you not know that when we keep remembering our past, we can affect not only ourselves, but the people in our present? I'm talking to somebody here. If you're going to stay focused, you can't stay focused looking back. You have to start looking forward. You have to say, you know what? It is what it is. Amen. That my God, amen, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Lord, I know my past was terrible, but I thank God that I have a future that looks bright. And the writer is saying this morning that if you stop focusing on the past, you can focus on your present. But watch what he says. He says, I am disturbed. So my next point is, if you're going to stay focused, stop focusing on the things that stir you up. Come on, somebody. That word, when he says, I'm disturbed, it means to stir up, but it also means to murmur. So in other words, rather than looking forward and staying focused on what God had for him, he was going around depositing in the people that he ran into. He was murmuring about his past. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning. Amen. It's time to let that thing go. Amen. Stop focusing on things that stir you up. Listen, it's done. It's over. It's completed. Listen, it's time to start focusing on what God has for you and I. Do I have anybody? I want to say this to you. You got to let go. The more you focus on it, the more upset you become. You ever notice that? The more you focus on that stuff, the more agitated you become. That word carries the idea of restlessness of the human heart. Sometimes we can't sleep because we're focused on the things that has been agitating us, the people that has been agitating us, the things in our lives that has caused us pain. It's time to stop focusing on that. Do I have anybody this morning? He said, watch this, the more you focus on it, the more upset you become. He says, listen, he started off talking about he's crying out to God, but because he was so focused on the things that were stirring him up, he could no longer focus on the God who could fix it. Do I have anybody? And oftentimes when we lose focus, it's because we're constantly disturbed by the things that has hurt us. Watch the text. The text says, look what he says. He says, when I remember God, then I'm disturbed. Watch this now. He says, when I sigh. Now, I started to look that word up. That word is pretty powerful. It's not to, that's not what you're talking about. This psalmist is in deep distress, right? But watch this. He says, when I remember, I'm not only disturbed, but he says, when I sigh. The word sigh means to meditate on. But it also means, watch this, to complain. So my next point is, if you're going to stay focused, you ready for this? Stop complaining. Stop talking negative. Stop talking negative about your situation. Stop talking down on your situation. Stop meditating on the things. Listen, I understand you came from a broken home. I understand that things didn't happen to you. I understand you had a broken marriage. I understand that your kids didn't turn out the way you wanted them to turn out. I understand all of this, but stop complaining and start staying focused on what God has for you. Because how can God give somebody something who is always complaining? Isn't that something? We complain. I complain all the time. I just got to tell you, I complain. I'm at the house and this ain't done, that ain't done. I'm complaining all the time. God, you focus on the wrong things. When you can focus on the right things, you will stop complaining and start appreciating the fact that God can work it out. See, we lose focus for several reasons, but I believe this is the main reason right here. He said, listen, when I remember, I not only am a disturbed, he said, I sigh. Then watch what he says next. You know, the word also means to talk a lot. Just, and we're not talking about positive things. We're talking about what? Negative things. We're so fixed and focused on the negative that's all. How you doing? Oh, I'm tired. Listen, every time I know of a guy. Okay, I'm not going to call his name. Every time, how you doing? Man, I'm tired, man. Shoot, I got another guy to talk to. Man, I'm broke, man. I mean, every time you run into these guys. And listen, it's been years I've known these guys. And they say the same thing over again. How you doing? I'm tired. How you doing? I'm broke. How you doing? I don't know. You know what I mean? And oftentimes that's what happens. And the reason why they can't stay focused is because they keep complaining. Turn to your neighbor and say, stop complaining. Stop. Stop complaining. Stop. Stop all that complaining. Stop it. Stop it. Listen, you can't focus on the positive if you keep complaining. Look what he said next, right here at the end. And this is for somebody right here. He says, when I sigh, then my spirit. Let me say something. If your spirit grows weary, you got problems. Because your non-material affects your material life. But watch what he says. He says, when I sigh, when I complain. Somebody gonna get this here in a minute. He says, when I complain, then my spirit goes faint. Selah. That word faint means to be overwhelmed. In other words, he says, the more I focus on the negative, the more I focus, the more I complain. Come on, somebody. The more I feel like it's woe is me, the more I keep, amen, not staying focused on Jesus, and the more I keep focused on my problems, the worse I feel. But the reason why, watch this, the writer puts the word Selah. Now remember, a psalm is a song. All right? And the reason why he puts the word Selah right there in the Hebrew, the word means to pause. In other words, you need to put the pause button on that. You need to stop complaining. You need to stop, amen, allowing negativity. It's time to pause. So my last point is, amen, if you're gonna stay focused, you got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come on, somebody. You have to stop feeling sorry for yourself and start saying that I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That I can overcome this trial. The more we focus on how we feel, watch this, and not on the facts, that's how we lose focus. And the more, listen, the enemy wants you and I to play a pity party. The enemy wants us to stop, watch this, stop rejoicing and start feeling sorry for ourselves. Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. If this didn't happen to me, then that would not be going on in my life today. And I want to tell you something. You may have a party, but nobody's showing up. Because oftentimes, amen, this pity party that we feel, amen, Bible says you're not the only one that's going through. Amen. The Bible also says we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses. That when we are weak, come on somebody, God knows exactly what's wrong with us. And I want to tell you today that there are times when I feel sorry for myself. There are times, like the writer, I get faint in spirit. But you know what I got to do? I got to press the pause button. Somebody say, you got to press the pause button on that. You got to press the pause button and then move your finger right over to the stop button, and you got to stop complaining. Start rejoicing. Stay focused on what God has for you, because the future that God has for you is bright. I'm telling you right now, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, come on somebody, and all that he has done for me. Listen, I fall short in this area sometimes. But I thank God that his word has a way of refocusing me. Can I tell you something? The word will refocus you. The word will realign you. And the word will rebuild you. And I'm talking to you this morning. I want to tell you something. The writer feels as if he's all by himself. But I want to tell somebody something here today. You're not by yourself, because he says, even though I walk through. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going through this, but I'm going to stay focused. He says, I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death. He says, I shall not fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord. Come on, somebody. The Lord is with me. And when the Lord is with you, amen. I want to tell you something. If God be for me, then no one can be against me. I thank God this morning that if I'm going to stay focused on what God has for me, the first thing I got to stop doing is I got to stop focusing on the past. I got to stop focusing on the things that stir me up. Anybody here got some negative things that just keep stirring you up? Amen. Every time, you ever notice every time you try to focus on the positive, that thought just creeps in to your mind and it starts stirring you up. I'm going somewhere. The third thing I said, you got to stop complaining, because guess what? Nobody's listening while you're complaining. But you got to stop feeling sorry for yourself. I know you've been through some stuff, but it does not negate you from the fact that you have to stay focused. Somebody here this morning, I want to encourage you to stay on the road, stay on course, because God is going to change your situation. But you got to stay focused on the prize, because the prize is an upward call in Christ Jesus. Jesus knows all about you. But I want to tell you this morning, as I close, you got to stay focused on the right things. And when you stay focused on Jesus, you'll see your way out. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Give God a praise. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. This morning, amen, I want to say this to you. Amen. Maybe you've lost focus. You know, it's easy to lose focus. And as I was preparing this message, I started saying, man, sometimes I complain just a little bit too much. I sigh. Amen. And when I sigh, it causes me to feel sorry for myself. I'm the only one going through this. But saints, if you're going to stay focused, if you stay focused on Jesus, if you follow the prescription and the plan, amen, he'll show you a way out. Amen. Give God the praise this morning.